Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. We're going to talk about being flexible and why you're going to have to be flexible. And honestly, this is probably one of the hardest things to, I guess it's one thing to talk about it, it's another thing to do it, because we are totally creatures of habit. And there are some really tough times coming in our nation. And the reason why I thought about this was because you've probably heard this before, and it does reign true. Some of the hardest times in your life, when you look back on them, while you're going through them, you're not thinking this, but you look back and it was the best time. It was the best thing that could have ever happened to you. And mostly because hard times define us and who we are. They sometimes prove it to us. Other times they prove it to other people. And our nation is going through a turning right now. And I don't think anybody can deny it. Even the so-called deniers in life that always have their head in the sand, the ostrich sort of approach, they know that there are, our country's going, it's getting rough. And so there's going to be a lot of opportunities out there. Now, I'm always a glasses half full kind of guy. You know, there's two types of personalities, the optimists and the pessimists. There are people that would rather sit around and whine or complain about their situation. There are others that will rise to the occasion. And those are leaders. I actually believe that most people actually have a leadership gene, but very few actually lead. And I always tend to, when I explain things, put them to a business side, an analogy, you know, or a money-making side, just because that's my passion, that's my interest. Making money, starting businesses, investing, growth, that kind of stuff. And the reason why I entitled this video, you're going to have to be flexible, or you must be flexible, is because, and I have a way of actually encouraging that part of your growth, how to become flexible if you're not. There's a way of doing it, and it actually involves the way that you speak, your speech patterns. Because when everything starts crashing down, let's say the economy starts crashing down and you get laid off and you didn't see it coming, or your business slows rapidly, you tend to forget everything that you'd been preparing for, everything in your mind that you'd been working yourself up for over the last couple of years, sort of all goes out the window. What is it Mike Tyson says, that famous quote, and it's true. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. And I don't know how many of you have been physically punched in the face, but it is 100% true. If the lights don't go out, your brain's all of a sudden telling your body something totally different than what it was a few seconds before. I know that the hard way. So we need to be able to spot opportunities. The problem is human beings are already like a horse with blinders on. We constantly put blinders on ourselves because we get focused. We usually are focused based off of our passions, our interests, but those could be to our detriment because we're not able to see. You know, when a horse has those blinders and all they can see is what's in front of them, because the driver, the controller, the master of that horse does not want that horse seeing what's going on out here, because it'll take the horse away from its objective. Well, we put those on ourselves based on our desires. And sometimes we need to let our desires go and we need to pull back a little bit. And I know it sounds crazy. We need to not care so much, which is counterintuitive to success, because when you're focused, it drives success. Because, and this is the crazy thing about human beings, most of us, and I would say barring And I can't even say barring physical ability, because I watch the Special Olympics. I watch people that have physical impairments that do things that I physically can't with all of my limbs and but it's because they have focus and they don't give up, tenacity. Whereas I don't have that for that one discipline, right? So I can't even say, this is what I mean. We can all accomplish anything we want. The only thing getting in our way is us. Well, that's what drives success. Practice, practice, practice makes perfect, right? Well, when a change comes in your life, let's say the economy turns down, and you could put, I'm going to talk business and finance because that's just what I enjoy. You can put any kind of scenario in there, whether it be looking for a spouse, you know, a better half, which we all need, right? Because we're not always the perfect version of ourselves, so we need a better half. You can use all kinds of different situations, but I'm going to use business. The economy turns down, you get smacked in the face because you just lost your job. Are you prepared for that? Very few people are. You could be prepared. You could have 2 or 3 years savings saved up. You get your job taken away. 9 out of 10 people will have a period of panic because they're no longer the next day going to do what they did today or the day before and that show up to a job. And it'll send you for a little bit of a loop. Well, the reason why you need to stay flexible is because there are opportunities right outside of those blind spots that you can't see. And how we take the mental blinders off is start to speak it every day. So what I have done in the past, and I want to share with you, is how to take an emotional or mental blinder off of your life. And that is when you wake up, and I humbly say this before you, that I'm not always the best at this as well, but I was reminded this morning of some times that I did this. You wake up and you start saying, Lord, what do you have for me today? I want it. What is it? It may be a mental lesson, which turns into a spiritual lesson. It may be a monetary, something monetary, an opportunity. It may be a relationship. And it's time to just say it out loud. You say, Lord, what do you have for me? What does life have for me today? And if something negative happens that day, you've already built a foundation of discovery that morning when you said it. And I'm going to say it right now to you. All right, in front of you, actually. I mean, I'm not joking. Like, the best things in my life have happened during rough times. So I'm saying it right now. Life, God, what do you have for me today? What do you have for me to learn today? Now, I just built a foundation today of discovery. If something negative comes my way, and we're going to cover even not something negative, but if something negative comes my way, I'll say, okay, I'll say this out loud. I've done this before. All right, Lord, what are you trying to show me? You know, the other day, my truck, I didn't talk about this, but many of you may have seen it, and put down the comments if you remember. There were 2 live streams I did from the side of the road in this truck where I was broken down. And I broke down in the exact same spot of the freeway. Same problem with my truck. I lost fuel pressure. The other day, on the way home from work of my last day as a firefighter, I quit my job. That's a whole other video of what's going on with me there. I was driving home, and I'm about a few miles away. Actually, I got in my truck, and I remember saying, I blessed my truck, and I thanked the Lord for my truck. You know, this is a nice truck. I have a nice truck, but before this, I drove a truck that the paint was falling off. It was all beat up. And I thanked God for that every day. I owned it from 2003 till 2021. It was really nice condition when I paid cash for it. I saved up for it and bought it in 2003. It was an F-350 diesel truck, one-ton diesel truck. It towed trailers for me, remodeled homes for me. And I thanked God for that truck every day. Even to the point where Mrs. Ninja wouldn't even want to take it to the store because she was embarrassed to be seen in it. I thank God for that truck every day. My wife is not a materialistic person, by the way, but she would just say, well, why are we taking that? You know, it's she would actually encourage me, you need to go get that thing painted. Go get it painted. You love that truck. And I'm like, nah, I love it just the way it is. Well, when I got in my truck to drive home from my last day as a firefighter, I blessed my truck. I just thank God for it. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for the nice things I have in life and the non-nice things. I'm just grateful. And when we come at before the Lord with a heart of gratefulness, I know that He looks at us like, okay, I can work with this. I can work with this. I can show him some lessons or show her some lessons. So we're driving down the freeway. And as I was thanking the Lord for my truck and saying, I'm so blessed because this truck runs so great. In the back of my mind saying, hey, that truck broke down twice. You've been on the side of the freeway, same spot. And I didn't let my words attack it, right? We're driving up on that freeway into that spot on the highway, Highway 101. And my mind starts messing with me. And my words start saying something different. I said, no, this ain't going to happen again. The whole time I'm going, Lord, what are you trying to show me? Because the second time I broke down the side of the road, God, what are you trying to show me? The first time I broke down, I was laughing out loud and praising God because I'm like, how are you going to bless me? What's going to happen? Second time I break down the same road, I'm like, all right, what's going on? Third time, trust me, I did not want to tell you this story. I wasn't preparing to tell you the story, but it's going to be crazy. I'm driving down the highway. I see that spot, and I pass it. Right as I passed it, I went, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't got to deal with this. And I said it out loud. Thank you, Lord. The truck didn't break down on the same part of the highway, third time. And instantly, boom, the truck's engine shut off. Now, I immediately, out loud, real loud, all right, Lord, what do you want to show me? And I didn't accept this truck breaking down. So the truck's slowing down. It turns off, then it turns back on, then it turns off, and it's sputtering on the highway. And my son's driving by me, and I'm opening the window, and I'm telling, hey, stop, you know, the rig. And he's looking at me, doesn't realize it until it's past me. And I pull off on the highway, and I said, no, truck. I said, I'm listening now. I'm listening. What do you want to show me? So I pull off the highway and it's a long sweeping freeway off ramp. And I'm like, okay, you don't have to show me by shutting down the truck. I'm now listening. I'm here. Now, what I'm about to tell you, I don't fully understand. And I don't know what Lord is trying to show me. But where I got off on the freeway, and my son texted me immediately, he goes, you do realize that you're entering a county that you're leaving. This is the county line. And I went, okay, that's interesting. Because my son's already sort of tuning in on what's going on spiritually. And I drive down the main street of a small town. And I say, Lord, what are you trying to show me? Why have the truck broken down three times? It's still running at this point, right? But I knew right then God's trying to wake me up. This town, I had the privilege about 7 years ago of walking around it once a week for 7 weeks with a group of people that I believe are just, they're just amazingly sold out people. They were just like, for Christ, they were like, and they were told, and I was part of this group, We were to walk around this town and pray for it. And in the 7 weeks that we did it, we saw some pretty incredible things. And I'm going to tell you one of the stories. It's going to be probably pretty hard for you to believe, but it's okay. It's true. I'm driving as my truck the other day is clunking and it's going down this street. I'm reminded of the 7 days that we prayed for the city. As we were praying, we would walk down the middle of the street, Main Street, with our arms out. We'd be speaking over a city and praying for it. It had to have been so weird. People were like looking through their windows, peering out at us. And week after week, what we started to see, because back then I could see some really crazy stuff in the spirit, bad things. We started to see people fixing up their homes and the sun shining brighter. And we had some really wild revelations. And one day, no, I'm not supposed to tell you that. It's still part of the story. Hold on. Yeah. So as I'm driving down the road, maybe that story will come out later. That's not for today. But a lot of things happened while we were praying over this city. And one of the things that happened was we were walking, and I think it was the last day, and there was a little rummage sale on the side of the road, and we're all praying. And I walked by this rummage sale, and I just looked down, and there's this coin collection. And I just stopped, and I said, oh, hey, you selling that coin collection? Like, yeah. And I say, how much? And they told me, and I said, I'd love to buy it. So I just bought it right there. And it may sound funny, but that day, I called my wife. I'm like, hey, can you cruise? We're still praying, but can you cruise by? And I just bought something from a rummage sale and put it in your car. And either her or one of the people, I think it was both. I think it was my wife and this happened a long time ago. My wife and someone praying was a little disturbed. Like, why are you buying stuff? You're supposed to be praying. I'm like, well, yeah, we're just walking around praying. And I just saw this and I bought it. I didn't think much of it. And so as I'm driving down, we're now back a couple days ago, my truck's clunking and I'm going down this highway, this road, this town. I'm reminded of all that happened, all the great things, some miracles happened in that city. And all of a sudden I remember just buying that coin collection and it just came right into my mind. And we're talking about being flexible here, right? And I said, Lord, please forgive me for buying that coin collection and taking my life of what you had for me or what you had for that city. I felt the need all of a sudden to apologize. Now this is in the middle of my truck breaking down. Just the other day. And I'm forced off the highway. And I just went, God, is that why my truck's been breaking down? Did I need to ask for forgiveness for this? See, I'm going through some stuff right now. We're all going through stuff. There's changes in our life. There's changes coming. We're preparing for those kind of things. But there are some things from our past that need to be cleared out. And we need to be flexible and be open to those changes. There's some stuff in our past that we got to get rid of just so we can move forward. You know, it's funny. I had a totally different video idea today that I was going to do the second I hit record. But I needed to tell you that story. In the end, I got at the end of that town. It was one of those towns where the downtown where I broke down, my truck started clunking. You get off the freeway and it's a straight line, Main Street, pretty much parallel with the freeway. By the time I had driven by a couple of spots that the Lord reminded me of back from my past, and then that one spot where I bought that coin collection and I put my hand out as I'm clunking by, to like, oh, is this truck going to stay? And I'm like, Lord, please forgive me for when I bought that coin collection back then and took my eyes off of what you had for me going on that day or for that city. By the time it came to the next on-ramp, that was the end of the town and my truck was running fine. And I bring this up because we have to be open to what God has for us. And sometimes, you know, if I would have third time, God got my attention. Truck broke down three times on the same spot of the freeway in 3 different months. I was immediately going, all right, Lord, it's very rare that kind of stuff gets your attention. It goes, all right, what are you trying to show me? And my truck was running fine after that. We have to be flexible coming into this next phase of our lives with this economy, because there are things that are going to throw you for a loop. And if you go into a panic, you're going to miss the greatest opportunities of your life. Remember, the masses are going to be panicking, but that is not what you are called to do. That is not who you are called to be. You are an overcomer. All you got to say is it. You just got to say it out loud. I've got to remind myself all the time. You've got what it takes to succeed, Travis. You've got this, Travis. It may be scary, but you've got what it takes to succeed. There are a lot of people that have fallen down, gotten back up and dusted themselves and continued on only to do great things in life before us. There's no reason why every single person watching this video right now can't realize that. No matter what your circumstances say, no matter who your parents were, no matter where you grew up, how you grew up, you have the ability to stand up and to change everything right now, today. The only question is, will you? I hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out.